Jets with Move Along here on a Monday night. That takes me back to my radio DJ hosting days, Jeff. I actually used to host a real radio show.
Oh.
Yeah. It is college. But it still counts.
What kind of music?
We were an alternative station. The WBWC actually had a format, like a modern rock format. But for a while I did the morning show. We did a comedy show. And all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
So, but those dreams were later dashed against the rocks, like most of my dreams.
And here we are.
And here we are today, sitting on your couch. Hey, good evening, everyone. It is Monday, August 29th, 2011, 7:31 p.m. We are live at radioshowonline.com. This is episode 42 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
And yet another episode, Jeff.
Yes.
Another Monday.
You know, I was thinking it's been a while since it's been you and I back in the studio without a guest. It really has probably been over a month.
It's been a while since we have done two episodes in a row, like 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
On a Monday.
Right. That's true, too.
Because we've been skipping some episodes. It's kind of like we're going to do next week. Because yes. It is Labor Day.
It is. So that Monday.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, that Monday.
I might not be able to make the Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll have to discuss this
later. We'll take that as a cause.
Anyway, so... So where's that comedian?
Yeah, he's
that
not
you
here.
Talked about last week.
He canceled.
Week.
Canceled. Huh. Yeah.
So well, you know what? That's not for coming from a comedian. That's not very funny.
Yeah, I don't see the humor in that.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah, that's his idea of a joke. I'm not.
Yeah. Laughing. Well, boo. All right. I don't think. See, I actually blame you. I don't think you ever knew these comedians. Last episode, you had this story about this female comedian who you hit it off with and took home, and I don't believe any of it. I think it's all lies. I think that's a fake email that you're saying. Hey, Jeff, next week would work better for me. Got a lot of stuff going on today. Like his real job working at Steak and Shake.
Or a podcast with more than 142 likes on Facebook.
That's right. Those are hard to come by.
They are. We've earned each and every one of those likes.
Where's he going to go? The Hello Cleveland podcast?
Right.
Come on.
I mean, let's be serious.
Oh, boy. I'm glad there's, like, one other podcast in Cleveland and we just make fun of it. Hey, how was your weekend? We had some beautiful weather. The nice weather streak around here has continued. I keep talking about the nice weather that we're having up here in Cleveland.
It is fall-like. It's early fall. It's been perfect. I'm off this week.
I don't think fall-like. I think it's 70. Oh, you're off all week.
I'm off all week.
Oh, starting today?
Yeah, starting today.
Wow.
It's been great. I've been meeting with one of my advisors.
Like, what kind of advice? What are they advising?
Today was the financial advisor.
Okay.
We had a big meeting about financial.
How did that go?
It went well.
How are your finances doing?
Well.
Better than the show's finances?
Better than the show's finances.
Okay.
There is, it's actually a net positive.
Oh,
so
good.
That beats us.
Good, yeah.
There's actually money to talk about.
Yep.
But it was good. You know, I got a spiritual, I mean, with all my advisors this week. Spiritual.
Yeah. Political.
Political advisor.
Right.
Just keep me, wants to keep me, make sure my background, I'll get in trouble for a future political run. Wants to keep me clean.
Yeah.
Right? Keep me out of trouble.
Which could clash with your relationship advisor.
Could clash with that, big time. And then the spiritual advisor, he likes to weigh in.
Yeah.
About, you know, matters of the spirit.
I mean, maybe they should all meet together. You meet with them individually, or?
I mean, I like to keep them separate.
Yeah.
That way I'm in control.
Uh-huh.
They all get together, I feel like they may take over.
Okay.
It takes a village with me.
Well, this is exciting.
As Hillary Clinton once said.
This is exciting.
It is. So it's been a good week for me getting advised.
Hey, and speaking of Jeff and his words of wisdom, it's time for another episode of checking in to Jeff's Twitter feed. Twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth.
Machine Gun Kelly.
We don't really have really good ones here.
Well, there hasn't been many.
Oh, you tweeted to Machine Gun Kelly that we were going to have you on. Has he contacted us?
No, it's been quiet. I've been checking with my people. No one's heard from anyone on the Machine Gun Kelly side.
We did a story on Cleveland rapper Machine Gun Kelly and his flash mob at South Park Mall. We did that on episode 41. Tonight, we're going to do a music penetration, a favorite segment among some of our listeners.
So I know it's a favorite of ours. You and me. I don't know about how it translates to the public, the listening public. But we really enjoy it.
I'm kind of split 50-50.
I know. I feel like sometimes you think it's funny, sometimes you think it's not good.
It's hit or miss.
I'm all in. You know my feelings on music penetration. It's my baby, Jeremy.
It is your creation.
It's my internet baby.
That's one thing that you do on this show.
Yeah. That's totally uniquely me.
It's very uniquely you. Yeah.
Now, what about this? I tried to get people excited about the James A. Garfield Museum.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. While the Indians are down 1-0, guess what the score always is at the James A. Garfield Museum? Hint, Garfield's up a lot. Okay.
No?
The hashtags threw me off.
On yeah, that. I know. You got to read
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling it tonight as a must win for the Indians. That wasn't
yeah,
wasn't insane. I have never seen more dramatic moves to help a 500 club try and make the playoff.
Yeah,
can't say Indians management is.
That's the Indians are basically they're 62-62. They're sort of floundering right around that 500 mark. But we keep getting these big additions like Jimenez and Tomy. But meanwhile, we're 7 games out of a playoff spot. It's just a very strange thing to me. That was more of an interesting fact.
Yeah, so you have a mixture here. I think that's... that. Jeff, let me give you some advice. Oh, as someone who has almost 700 followers.
I was listening to advice, but yeah. That's, I do need advice, actually. That's true.
So you want to try to stick with one theme.
Oh, I can't do that.
So if you're always going to... I mean, you can have multiple... Maybe you need multiple Twitter accounts.
For each of my personalities?
Like Funny Jeff, Cleveland
Serious Jeff,
Sports Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
You know, different things. Relationship advice, Jeff.
Now, Balloon this one, Animal Jeff?
This one... This one I just noticed that I think is kind of rude. From August 25th, I'll be more upset when the person who invented the BlackBerry retires.
Right, that was in reference to Steve Jobs, of course.
Of Apple, yes. Now, I find it interesting here that you don't know the person that invented the BlackBerry, as you shouldn't.
Right.
But everyone knows Steve Jobs.
Right.
So, you kind of gave him a compliment here.
I did.
Without, I think, even
knowing. See, only you figured that out, though. My real goal was to lift him up a little bit. But I will tell you some more real quick before we... I've had a lot of how do you feel about Andy Rooney?
You know, I'm split. Let's see. Have an idea for a new show. To Catch a Curmudgeon. Andy Rooney is the season premiere. Now, To Catch a... Is that supposed to be off like a different type of show?
To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator. Okay, right. Okay. So he's in there and...
He's a curmudgeon. And you catch him.
And Chris shows up.
You leave a plate of cookies out. And you say, I got you.
And he just shows up. Right. What are we going to do? When you got here.
I don't know.
Why?
But he's a curmudgeon.
Why do you have a pack of Depends in your...
Do you think Gwyneth Paltrow can sing?
Who is going to break the news to Gwyneth Paltrow that she can't sing? I nominate Andy Rooney. Now, that's two Andy Rooney tweets in 2 days. You're the Andy Rooney kick.
I've been on a kick.
You've been watching too much 60 Minutes. All right. Well, we don't have to read all these, Jeff.
Well, this segment's great.
If you want more of Jeff's tweets, go to twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth.
You don't know what you're going to get. That's all I can say.
You're up to 19 followers.
Don't pigeonhole me, Jeremy.
You're up to 19 followers.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I think this is kind of cheating, but you can also start following people, and lots of times they'll follow you back.
Okay, I'll make sure I do that.
Okay.
I need whatever it takes at this point, Jeremy.
Jeff, how was your weekend?
It was excellent.
Oh, wait. Oh. The breaking news.
What's the don't we have a sound effect for breaking news? Jeremy, this
in
just in.
The upper, no.
This just in to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Actor Matthew Fox of Lost. He's of many things. He's best known for his role on the show Lost.
And Party of Five.
And Party of Five was in town in Cleveland filming a movie, which you were aware. I never heard of this movie.
Alex Cross. It's based on a book.
Okay, he was in town for that filming and saw a party bus come by downtown, decided to get on the party bus.
Who wouldn't? I mean, to be fair right now,
right.
If you're in a different city, you see a party bus, it's 1:30 in the morning, you're thinking, I'm going to get on that bus.
Yeah, I'm going to have some good time.
I'm Matthew Fox.
Yep. I'm in Cleveland. I'm going to have a good time. This bus will enable that good time. The driver apparently had other thoughts.
Uh-huh.
The driver said... You know, you're on the list. It's a private bus. I can't let you on.
Right, because it's one of those, the party buses, don't you like pay in advance?
Yeah, it's rented out. It's organized. And
you get a wristband?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure there was some sort of identification. And he didn't like that answer from the bus driver, so he decided to punch her breast and chest.
And then Fox leaned in and started punching my crotch.
Oh, crotch and breast.
Crotch and breast. You said breast and chest. You went for the rhyme.
I went
but no.
Double punch.
Right. Both fists. You know what? I think that move isn't used enough. You're always seeing people do the one-handed fist. You don't see a lot of people punching with both fists simultaneously. The next fight that I'm in, I'm bringing out that move. both fists just out.
The only thing is, you give yourself a little vulnerable underneath.
Right.
To a counterattack.
Well, yeah, you better make sure that punch is going to connect.
Yes.
Because you're leaving yourself way
up. Yeah, you're opening yourself up.
Yeah.
For a lot of hurt.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the thing. So they filed a police report. The bus driver filed a report for assault. And he's in trouble.
Do you think he went back and forth from the crotch to the breast? It's like crotch, breast, like same fist? Or do you think it was like a right to the breast and a left to the crotch?
I think it was a 1-2 punch where then you get the upper shot right at the breast and you have her reacting to that. And then, like just we said, when you're exposed like that, then he went down for the kill on the crotch.
Yeah.
Is that how you see that laying out?
I think so. I think it was a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Finish her.
All together in a party bus.
Yeah. Now, how was she sitting that her crotch was so exposed?
Think she, as they were started arguing, I think she might have gotten up from her seat to confront him.
And then wham, the
crotch. That's why we should reenact this.
We should.
Who will you be?
It doesn't make very good radio.
I'll be the bus.
You'll be the bus.
Yeah.
And I'll be Matthew Fox's fist.
Okay, go.
Okay. But yeah, so I guess they detained Matthew for a while. He refused medical treatment. And then he was taken by a taxi to his hotel. He was released to a friend.
Right. I mean, you need friends. That's what friends are there for, to pick you up when you're assaulting a party bus driver and you get booked.
We've had a lot of movie news in Cleveland lately.
Well, these movies, but the downside is there's now Cleveland's becoming this, like it was on MSN.com, it was a national news story. But I should say this, speaking of actors, did you hear the Edison's rumor about Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
This was confirmed by a friend of mine who saw her. She was at Edison's, I believe it was Monday night, a block away, 3 buildings away when we were at Treehouse. Who knew? She was just down the road from our live broadcast at Edison's, and she sang karaoke.
That would have been a much better show.
Yes.
We should have been booked at Edison's.
She was 2 buildings down from us that night.
Can you imagine if we would have gotten Scarlett Johansson on the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy? Wow.
Yeah.
We'd really be somewhere.
Once again, just miss. Near miss.
Story of our collective lives.
Yes. So there you go. That's the – but yeah, with these movies in town now, you're just hearing a lot more buzz on celebrities out and about.
All right. Anyway, so your weekend, you were saying?
My weekend was great. Afternoon naps, saw that band play at the Happy Dog. Great venue to watch music. Saw them Friday night on that stage up front at Happy Dog.
I saw that on the rundown, Afternoon Naps at Happy Dog Friday.
It does seem a little deceiving.
I didn't know it was a band. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? This is some promotion. You go to Happy Dog and you can nap there. They bring out the carpet squares like when you're in
tell
in
a story, go to bed.
Nursery school. Yeah.
Got to see them play Friday night. And then I had a lot of flip cupping for this guy this weekend. A lot of flipping of cups. My buddy had a tournament out in North Olmsted Friday or Saturday night. And after that, my friend Cammy had a party. She had a carnival themed party at her place in Tremont Saturday night. She had this group in called Cleveland Flow Collective. They got a Facebook page. You can look them up. But they breathe fire. They eat fire. They do hula hoops of fire.
They make love to fire.
They juggle fire. I mean, these guys are incredible. They were very reasonably priced. Great guys. Got to meet with them a little bit afterwards. But if you're having a party, you'd be surprised how reasonable they are for entertainment. And the whole crowd was literally wrapped and attention at this group, this Cleveland Flow Club group, with their fire. It was unbelievable. So it was probably, in terms of entertainment at a party, the best I've ever seen.
You know, that is interesting. I think people having parties, you know, you really have to step it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just
bring out a plate of cheese and expect everyone to leave saying, what a great night.
Right, right.
It's not going
to
cut it.
You can't just set up flip cup tables in your garage and expect everyone to be like, oh, flip cup at Jeff's place
was
awesome.
That's what I usually do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now this Cleveland Flow Collective, we all agreed the bar has been set now for our friends for parties with having them there.
So you have to, I get distracted. So yeah.
Yes. Yes, that was a great exchange. Could that be one of our best of moments? Yeah. You're looking at Dim and Dents on page.
I know.
Trying to talk about the Cleveland Flow Collective.
I know.
That's your problem.
I'm preparing. I'm trying to think about the next story. Trying to be ready. It was the Happy Dog connection. It's whatever.
So that was a great night at Cammy's party. Awesome. And I also got to meet Jeremy, I think literally one of our biggest fans. She loves the show. She was. She's always commenting on our page. She's just a great person. Cammy's mom, Ray Ellen Thompson, got to meet Ray Ellen. Just an awesome person. She was very complimentary of you and I, and she really is. I know she's a big fan of the show, and just great person. Glad to finally meet her because I've heard about her for a while. So she said to say hello to you as well, and she listens in Toledo, and really glad to get to meet her at the party.
Well, thank you, Ray Ellen. Now, I was a little offended by the text message that I got from
you. Okay.
So let me give our listeners a little bit inside baseball, as they call it. Right? Did I use that reference right?
Kind of.
Okay. So here's how the sausage is made at Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I come to Jeff's place. Come up to the he's got a beautiful 4,000 square foot townhouse in Tremont.
It's expanding.
It's adding actually levels up, building up. I have to build up. Yeah. Digging extra sub basements.
Right, at the same time.
Up and down.
So I'm growing two ways.
Yeah, yeah. So we do the show from here, and so I have to drag my computer over. And then when the show's done, I have to go to our blog and I type it all up, and then I have to listen to the show, type that in there.
I usually listen with you, my defense.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, God forbid that you have to listen to your own show. All right, so we enter in the, so then I have to enter in the links. Then we have a special RSS feed.
Yes, that's critical.
That can connect to Stitcher and someday iTunes if they ever pick us up.
Yeah.
So lots of work. Yeah, upload the file, you know.
Right.
And I've been, you know, pretty busy at work. Yes. Like I have a lot on my plate.
Right.
You know, I'm not, I don't have the kind of job where they can just fly me somewhere in the country and I can be there for 2 days and basically just have one-hour meeting and the rest of the time just be boozing it up with prostitutes and strippers.
Right.
That's not me.
Okay.
I'm not, you know.
That's not you.
That's not me.
Okay.
Might be somebody. It's not me.
Sounds like a great job.
So I'm working hard. And so last week's episode, we didn't do it live. And I was a couple days behind in getting it posted. That's true. So I got a text from Jeff basically demanding that episode 41 be posted.
Now, Jeremy, was it demand or what was the text? Let's go to the file.
From Cammy. First of all, you try to blame somebody else.
Yes. Well, no, she texted me, and I forwarded you her message.
You forwarded this?
Yes.
She says, my mom is requesting episode 41 to be posted.
Yes. So, I thought you should see that.
Just don't let it happen again.
No, I just said, I'm passing it on. I told Cammy, that's not my department. I will pass it on. And then I met her mom a couple days later, so I was glad to say.
Well, did she listen to episode 41? Did she get it?
Yep, she liked finally it. She up. Got it. But she likes the show, so I want to make sure she can get it in a timely manner.
Look at it.
So that was my weekend. Jeremy, quickly, what was your weekend?
I went to the zoo.
Oh.
The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. Okay. I hadn't been there yet for the elephant exhibit.
Yes.
That was new. Check that out. That was awesome. I had never been to the rainforest.
Oh, I got to go to the rainforest.
Never been in the rainforest, did the rainforest thing, so that was awesome. Then also this weekend went to Melt, one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, yeah, Melt.
Melt in Lakewood, Sweet Moses for dessert afterwards, which that's a double whammy of a night. If you're having a full-on dinner at Melt and then, like, dessert at Sweet Moses, I was quite stuffed.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to feel that the next day or two.
I did feel that.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Then yesterday went to go see the movie Fright Night. Tower City. You remember Fright Night from the, I guess it was the 80s.
Yeah.
So they remade it, and it's actually the same guy that wrote the original Fright Night. This is like basically a remake, a Fright Night 2011, if you will.
Okay.
It was how you would kind of expect a remake to be. Like, it had its moments, it had good parts, but overall, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the original. Not that the original was some of all movies that they would remake. I wouldn't think that Fright Night would be like up there as like these are movies that need to be remade.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it kind of was what it
no
was.
No one's clamoring for that movie to be remade, probably.
But they did it, yeah. And you know, enjoyable. But wait for the rental. If you're a big fan of the original Fright Night, wait for it to come out on DVD and then rent it.
Okay.
And anyway, speaking of food trucks, season 2 of The Great Food Truck Race is currently on Food Network, Sundays at 9, and Hodgepodge from Cleveland, Chris, the same guy behind Dim and Dem Sum, which I was looking at the Facebook page earlier, him and his girlfriend and sister are representing Cleveland with the Hodgepodge truck. They are still on. They've had 3 episodes. They're still in the final 5 or 6 right now. They've been doing viewing parties at Happy Dog on Sundays at 6. I don't know if they're going to be doing one this coming Sunday, but check out their Facebook page at Dim and Densum, facebook.com/Dim and Densum, to follow all that information. But really cool. They're doing awesome. And I'm excited. Good thing for Cleveland.
Good. We got to talk about AJ Colby, Jeremy. This has been bothering me.
Yeah, so what's the story? We were watching the news a little bit earlier, which is much better than what's going on ET right now.
Yes.
Large women putting on Spanx. This is television entertainment right now. This is what people are watching.
That's on TLC, the learning channel. Should I be on a learning channel?
I'm learning something.
We are learning.
This is what people are watching instead of listening to our podcast live on Monday nights.
We're losing to this.
Yes. Anyway, so you were saying, but AJ Colby, that he's on Channel 3, but they basically already told him that you're not going to be here much longer.
Yes. He was told late March that they would not be retaining him. And yet here he is still in here. And it's become almost a distraction. You know, older viewers tend to watch local news, I would say, more than other people.
Okay.
And weather is a big part of older people, I feel like. I'm going to generalize a little bit.
Weather's a big part of older people's lives.
A big part of their news watching experience. Weather is usually a big thing.
Just weather in general. Not weather even their news watching
experience. But just, weather is number one thing, probably.
They're getting out of bed in the morning.
So you can understand why they're probably a little rattled about AJ. Is he staying? When's he leaving? That's probably bothering a lot of people. He keeps showing up to the point where he was getting messages asking, what's going on? I thought you were leaving. People are emailing him asking this. And they finally they had to address it publicly. It was becoming a distraction. Channel 3 said, or AJ indicated, they asked me to stay around a little bit through the summers when people are on vacation. So I am still going to be leaving, but at this point, I just still don't know when, but I'm going to be sticking around through the summer. And then the general manager of the station said, AJ will be leaving, but we do not know the exact time. So poor AJ, talk about lame duck. You know, presidents are lame ducks.
Yeah.
When someone else went elected and there was that interim period. AJ's been a lame duck now in Cleveland for about 6 months. And that's not right.
Maybe he could be on this show.
We could use a weather person.
I think we should have a weather segment.
Do you think he would be up for that?
We could throw it to AJ. Let's try. How would you throw it to AJ?
AJ, fall's here a little early, huh?
Like, oh, yeah, it is.
I love transitioning.
Yeah.
AJ, talk about cool nights. Talk about good sleepy weather.
And then we could tell him that, you know, hey, listen, you're not going to be able to be on. We're going to let you go from the show.
Yeah.
You're not going to be on the whole episode.
What if we try to fire him episode one?
But we're not going to tell you, like, when you're going
to
go.
You can keep, well, the week-to-week contracts.
Right. Just, or maybe just then at one show, like at 8:07. Oh, you're gone now.
AJ, you got to go.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
This isn't working.
That
transition you just tried to do was horrible.
Right in the middle of his, like.
What if we try and give him bad transition to purpose? So, like, AJ, I love chairs. And then, like, let's just look at him. There's no way to transition after weather.
Right. Sorry.
Yep. AJ, you got to go.
It's just not working out.
Let's just challenge him transitionally.
It's just not working out. So AJ, what if the transition was just like, so AJ, what are you doing once you're fired from Channel 3? Like, what if Ramona Robinson just tossed it to him?
Yeah, that'd be awkward for everyone.
That would be awkward.
But what a way to go out.
What a way to go. And then he just, like, goes off on her. I think Ramona Robinson's a lot taller than AJ.
So all we're asking for is a little resolution. Give the guy an end date. Let him, he deserves that. He's been on the air for a while now. You know, you tend to get relationships with these people. They're on the air. They're like family. These local reporters.
Yep.
Let's treat them a little better, huh?
I heard they're firing Chris Ty, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
No?
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
How about that sleeping weather, Jeff?
No way to transition to it.
Yes. Awkward silence.
Yep.
Hey, you got to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/radioshowonline. We have a link up there to a pic that the Cleveland Scene came across that shows I guess it was posted to Reddit, popular website Reddit, which I'm sure you've never heard of or gone to.
What's a what?
Reddit. Reddit.com.
No, it's a website.
Oh, what's a website? No, not the website. No, what is a website?
What's a computer? Okay, go ahead.
So there was a photographer, and I guess there was there's a neighborhood next to Cleveland Hopkins Airport that before 9/11, the city purchased this neighborhood and tore down all the homes because they were going to expand the airport.
And that was a big thing with then Mayor Tom Coyne. Remember, they were going back and forth. That was a big scandal, and they finally resolved that. Right?
Yep. So that they bought all the homes. Tore them all down, and then 9/11 happened, and air travel fell, so now they haven't had the need to expand the airport. So this creepy, like, neighborhood just kind of sits there.
Yeah,
so they have this deserted, kind of, like, creepy-looking photo up on on Cleveland Scene, but you can get to it from our Facebook page. But creepiness.
Creepiness all abounds near the airport.
What else we got? So CSU's offering a car sharing program. Have you heard of Zipcar? So this is a car. So if you're, let's say you're a college student and you're going to CSU.
Okay.
Let's say that.
I can go with that.
All right. So you're at CSU and you want to live on campus now because you want to live downtown, or they've been expanding their residential campus. And so you're living on CSU's campus. You don't have a car, but you want to go to Cleveland Heights or Tremont or do something.
Maybe see a show at the Grog Shop, say.
Exactly. So they have this, CSU now has this relationship with Zipcars where you pay $35 a year, and then you get an app on your phone that where you can say, all right, I want this car, and I want to borrow this car from 8 p.m. till 1 in the morning on Friday night. Okay. And it says, all right, the Zipcar is located at this intersection on CSU's campus. Enter in this code. You go to the Zipcar. You enter in a code. Doors unlocked. It's all filled with gas. Wow. You go drive it. Do your thing. Come back. It charges you by the hour. It's $8 an hour. Includes insurance. Includes gas. Includes everything. It's like renting a car by the hour.
Wow. That's a very nice service. That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was something kind of cool that Cleveland State. And it's going to give the students a lot more opportunity to explore some of the other neighborhoods.
Yeah, because Cleveland, really, you really can't get to Cleveland just in the downtown area. There's much more. So that's a great way to get out south, west, and east. That's fantastic.
Yep, yep. Nestle is also expanding. It said in this article that they have which I didn't know, that they have this shop over on West 25th in Tremont. Did you know Nestle had a factory there?
No, I didn't.
So they have that, and they have their offices in Solon, which they're looking to expand into research and development. But always good to hear companies expanding here in the city.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all.
And that's it. Well, we got the music penetration. We have a Labor Day preview.
Okay.
Which we're going to get to at the end. We want to tell you what's going on around town. These holiday weekends, Cleveland always does a good job. There's always plenty of things to do. So Labor Day weekend is my favorite weekend, Jeremy. I've been gone. I've been traveling Memorial Day. I was gone 4th of July. But I always make it a point to be here for Labor Day. I love the air show. Love being around town this weekend. Planes should start buzzing downtown probably tomorrow or Wednesday, which is always fun for people who work downtown during the week. Usually get at least you may not see it, but you definitely feel the planes going by. So to me, greatest weekend, one of the greatest of the year.
Yeah, yeah. So this weekend, I wish they finished our rooftop deck, because we have a really awesome, on the 17th floor at East 6th and Euclid, we have a space where they're supposed to be putting a deck, but it's not quite up yet. It would be awesome for the air show.
Yeah,
it is. Still a good spot to see it.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. And this year, it's the they rotate Blue Angels, Thunderbirds this year.
All right.
So, Machine Gun Kelly, we spent a lot of time talking about him, Jeremy. Let's give him some, let's penetrate his music.
Let's penetrate some music. Now, should we play the song first?
We've got to play the song first.
All right. So this is Machine Gun Kelly, and the name of this song is Cleveland, featuring Dubo by Machine Gun Kelly.
Hey, Dub, I think it's about time we put on for the city, man. They're looking like we forgot or something.
Man, I'm so Cleveland, it's a goddamn shame. So east side, I'm a goddamn gang. Said you ain't heard of my goddamn name. Better ask around here, I'm a goddamn king. Man, I put my work in these goddamn streets. Earn my stripes like a goddamn beast. Headed up, no shirt, still got sleeves. And I'm good up on the heights, the 116th. Motherfucker, this me. Kill, fuck the fame. Still roll through the blocks where they up the thing. With the same hoes that headed up my name. I'm still a little white boy at a shaker, man. I go hard, go home, go in, get dorm. But you don't wanna test my G, because I got 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 soldiers in EST. Bow, bow. Yeah, 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 you know I put it down for. I rep my state, my hood, my side of town in. King of this shit, that's why I wear my crown in. So don't come around Cleveland, get bitch off on. Tatted it on my arm, you know I'm repping. This where I'm from, you wanna hate, don't step in. Laced up, I gotta keep on running.
Yeah, yeah.
That bitch, I'm from Cleveland. That bitch, I'm from.
Hey, okay, y'all done came from a long way. Wait. Fuck y'all, I love where I stay. Cleveland, my city, put the pedal to the side.
You know how we ride.
Hey, hate on me, no hate on your mama. Why? 'Cause she birthed you, and you ain't with the dollar. She sour smoke, put push in my throat. Getting money, little nigga, later on, I'ma holler.
Dubo,
okay.
Do I know you?
No.
I don't know.
Do I know you? East side, let's go, I can show you. West side.
and shit. That's why I wear my crownie. So don't come around Cleveland. Bitch, I'm from. Tatted it on my arm. You know I'm reppin'. This where I'm from. You gonna hate, don't step it. Laced up, I gotta keep on running. Bitch, I'm from Cleveland. I said, bitch, I'm from. Eastside right here. Big crime right here. Blood, sweat, and tears, I cried right here. Tell them my city and show pride right here. Looking at it like this, mine right here. So what you talking about, I can't ride right here. You motherfuckers think I'm gonna hide right here. Raised in this goddamn city. No, I wasn't born in it, but believe I'ma die right here. Cleveland bred, Cleveland fed. My Cleveland girl, give me Cleveland head. And anybody saying that Cleveland's dead, fuck y'all. Tell them that's what Cleveland said. Cleveland fit, Cleveland hat. Anywhere I go's where Cleveland's at. So when the world ends, I think you'll know where we'll be. Yeah, bitch, right here in. Yeah, yeah, you know I put it down for. I rep my state, my hood, my side of town in. King of this shit, that's why I wear my crown in. So don't come around Cleveland, yeah, bitch, I'm from. Tatted it on my arm, you know I'm reppin'. This where I'm from, you wanna hate, don't step it. Laced up, I gotta keep on running. I'm from Cleveland, I said, yeah, bitch, I'm from. Hold it down, bitch. Midwest, we hold it down, bitch. And no one man is king of this city, y'all. Where I'm from, we all royalty. EST, bitch. Lace up.
Well, I think we have the new radio show, Jeff and Jeremy theme song.
Yeah, it got me fired up.
I think that's how we're going to start. I think that's how we're going to start every single show from here on out. So that's Machine Gun Kelly, Cleveland. You've heard the song, but Jeff, now it's time for music penetration.
Let's do it.
Really penetrate these lyrics. So
all right,
break it down,
man. Let's start from the beginning. What a better way to start, man. I'm so Cleveland, it's a goddamn shame. So East Side, I'm a goddamn gang.
So he's from the East Side, and he's
representing.
He's a one man gang,
right? He's representing. We're proud of where we're from.
Uh huh.
Could you say the same thing about Rocky River? Do you feel like you're so West Side, you're a goddamn gang? You're so Rocky River.
I represent. Maybe I'll get a Cleveland tattoo.
Okay.
I think so.
But I think so far I get where he's coming from. He's representing his part of town. I think I salute him for that. Said you ain't heard about my goddamn name. Better ask around here. I'm a goddamn king. So he's clearly upset if you haven't heard of him. He feels like now, maybe after that flash mob incident, he feels like you should have heard of his name by now.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you know, come on.
I mean, I think the song came out before the flash mob, but I get what you're saying.
But you know, I'm saying he's got even more reason to be upset if you don't know his name right now.
Right.
You agree? So I'm with him on this so far. So far, Machine Gun Kelly, you're on board. Man, I put my work in these goddamn streets, earned my stripes like a goddamn beast. Mm-hmm. So now, what do you think? So he earned his stripes. Maybe he was like volunteering?
I mean, maybe
giving
like,
back in the community?
Maybe like tiger stripes?
Like food drives? Food drives?
Food drives.
I feel like by volunteering, he earned his stripes by giving back to the community.
Oh, maybe.
Someone who earned his stripes.
Okay.
Okay.
This next one I know. Can I do this one?
Yeah.
Tatted up, no shirt, still got sleeves.
Oh, even I know that.
Those are tattoos.
You got an easy one.
No, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Oh. And I'm good from the heights to the 116th.
So he's basically drawn in some parameters, some borders of his area.
Now, is he talking West 116th or East 116th?
I'm thinking just because of the reference to the east in the beginning, I think it's east.
But if he's going from one end, Cleveland Heights would be the east side.
Right.
And then to West 116th
would be the west border. No, I'm thinking that area in between.
Because that's the borderline for Cleveland.
Right, but I'm thinking in between East 116th and somewhere in Cleveland Heights, some part of Cleveland Heights.
See, this doesn't happen a lot, but here's where we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
There was another... We only have 10 more minutes, so I wanted to...
Well, we have to do Labor Day, too, so we don't know.
Exactly. Where was the line? Oh, yeah. This line I like. This is my favorite line of the ditty. Cleveland bred, Cleveland fed. My Cleveland girl gave me Cleveland head. I'm putting that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And I am.
That sums it up.
Yep.
Do you think possibly Cleveland could use that, maybe?
I think so. I think, you know, I think the Downtown Cleveland Alliance should try to link up with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Because
we're trying to attract young people to Cleveland. You and I have always said, this city needs young professional people.
Yeah.
A lot of them go to school here and then leave.
Right.
Now, if I'm a young man out of school, maybe graduating from Case,
right,
and I hear that, wow, these Cleveland girls, and I hear this slogan.
Right.
I think, maybe I should stay in Cleveland.
Right. You know, and all
that would give me pause, Jeremy.
All those kids that came down to see him at South Park Mall,
yeah,
they might have, you know, grown up in the suburbs, but now he's out here representing the city.
Yes.
And bringing in people. And what better way than Cleveland bred, Cleveland fed, my Cleveland girl, give me Cleveland head. That's the best line.
Yeah.
There's also a, you know what? It's not on our sheet because it's not from the actual song. But towards the end, he talks about, I don't know about you, but around here, everyone's king. And I think it's a LeBron James reference.
Yeah, I like that.
So anyway, music penetration. If there's a song that you would like us to penetrate, or if you're Machine Gun Kelly and you would like to come on the show and explain to us what some of these lyrics mean, maybe we got it wrong. I think we got it right, but maybe
we got right to it.
You can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. That's hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Jeff, Labor Day weekend coming up. Like you said, one of your favorite weekends. It's up there. You got this whole week off to pregame it, and then I'm assuming you're off Monday as well.
Yes.
So you have to have your whole weekends planned out.
Jeremy, the question is, what am I not going to do this weekend?
Right. What are you not
going to do? There's so much going on. Oktoberfest, first of all, is at the Berea, the county fairgrounds in Berea. Great, great weekend. That's going on all weekend long. Are you a big German food, German beer guy? What's your take
on that? I am a big German guy. I do like German beer, German food. Yeah, there's actually a restaurant on Lorraine in Cleveland called, I'm going to mess it up, I think it's Der Braumeister.
Okay,
Der
yes. Braumeister. Yeah, near West Side?
Yeah, yeah. I really want to go there.
That's a great spot.
And have you been there before?
I have been there. It's fantastic. You can have like the pretzel roll sandwiches.
Oh, I want to
really,
go.
Really, really. I'm a huge, love German food, love the beer. So I will be at Oktoberfest for sure this weekend. We talked about a little bit about the Cleveland Air Show. But, I mean, to me, the fact that Cleveland gets that on Labor Day weekend, it's such a cool thing because they perform Friday through Monday. That's unbelievable. We have them on a holiday weekend. One of the best times. I mean, I've never actually gone down there. I just see it from my house.
Yeah.
I can sit on my porch and watch all the formations. Love the air show. Love the buzz about just the preparation, the planes flying around during the week. Just a cool time.
I think that's one of the cool things about it is, yes, you can go buy a ticket, go down to Burke Lakefront Airport over this coming weekend and see, you know, more things and see everything up close. But you can still experience it, parts of it, if you are not going down there. I think last year, actually, you and I were sitting on the patio over at the Harp.
Yes.
Which was like a great spot to watch them practice for the air show because they're flying over the lake and stuff.
Yep, it was. It was a great, great sit on the patio, watch some of the practicing going on. Yeah, it's just my favorite part of the weekend. Great, great Labor Day tradition. And then there's, have you heard of Jack Prince?
Yeah, you know, Jack Prince, they're in Midtown. I actually used to do some work with them when they were over in, they used to be over on like West 73rd or something. But they started off doing like just screen printing and stuff for t-shirts and that type of thing, kind of like Daffy Dan's. But they've expanded so much and now they do pretty much any kind of print work that you need. They do a lot with record labels and musicians and stuff. And they've just been growing and growing and growing and still staying in the city of Cleveland. They recently moved to a bigger facility. They're hiring more people. So it's one of those companies. They do lots of community support. And actually, we were talking earlier about the Great Food Truck Race. That's Sunday nights, 9 p.m. on Food Network. Hodgepodge actually has a Jack Prince logo on their sleeve. Oh. So I think that Jack Prince did the Hodgepodge uniforms, at least for the show, if not for, just the regular serving food on the street thing. So.
Okay, so this thing called, it's the Jack of All Trades Fest, and it's this Saturday, September 3rd, from noon to 7 p.m., and is located 3134 Perkins Avenue in Cleveland, directly behind Jack Prince Chester Avenue headquarters. So I'm saying that's around East 31st in Chester, about somewhere around in that vicinity. And what's going on there? They've got a whole bunch of things going on. They've got live music, I mentioned, from noon to 7. And we'll include a link on our website here. They have live DJs, live music. There's fashion show designers at 3:30. There's skateboarding going on, skate demos every 2 hours starting at 2 o'clock. There's open skating at a skate park. There's arts and games, an art gallery, a live mural installation, tattoo consultations.
Wow.
Food trucks and beer garden all day from noon to 7.
Now, is this just one day?
Just one day, just Saturday, noon to 7. This is all happening at one block of time.
All right.
At that facility, there's a group ride. There's a bike polo, bike valet. Security guards watch over all the bikes, encourage people to bike down there.
Awesome.
So just a very unique unique event and great for the city of Cleveland.
So that's this Saturday,
September 3rd, noon to 7.
Cool. Yeah, and that's an awesome website, by the way. It's a very clean-looking website. So you can link to it from radioshowonline.com or just go to jackprince.com/JOAT, Jack of All Trades.
That'll be all you need to know. So Cleveland, you've got Oktoberfest, Air Show, Jack of All Trades Fest. Unfortunately, no, we mentioned this earlier, no Taste of Cleveland this year, which is normally a tradition.
Maybe not.
We'll be back.
Maybe not so, unfortunately.
Yeah, I always would stop down there. It's just more of a tradition if we had to check in down there. But that's going to be back, they said. Just a one-year hiatus with all the construction going on.
So are you going to Oktoberfest? What are your thoughts on Oktoberfest?
I'm going to go. I'm not sure what part of the weekend I'm going to go, but I am going to go.
Okay.
What's your plans? You going to go?
Yeah, you know, I really don't have any plans yet, so I hope to
coordinate that.
I love festivals.
Yes, I do too. I do too. And the Irish Fest this year was kind of rainy out. You know how the fairgrounds can be a real mess when there's standing water. And so as long as the weather's like this, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, all right. So that's Labor Day weekend. Moving on. We got 3 minutes left in the show. It's 8:12 right now. Everyone loves sports.
I am the sports guy, Jeremy.
Oh, that's our breaking news.
Yes. I think that could double, though.
Okay.
Well, as a sports guy, Jeremy, I've got to give you a breaking news if it was Friday. This is now probably 4 days old.
Okay.
Jim Tomey's back in town, Jeremy.
Wow.
He's an Indian. He's a Cleveland Indian. And guess what? He homered Saturday to help us win the game.
Nice.
So Jim Tomey's back. He is on the top 10 all-time home run list. All-time. Think of how amazing that is. Of anyone who's played Major League Baseball, he's in the top 10 in home runs.
But isn't he old? Isn't
he's 41.
This like, isn't this like the Cavs getting Shaq?
It is a little bit. But you know, at this point, he was a very low-cost, in terms of salary and also prospects to get him, it was a very low-cost deal. So it was really a no-brainer just to have really for the fans to come out and cheer him on and come back to Cleveland. And the Indians are still on the fringe of the playoff race. So it was one of those moves where it was just more of a why not.
I've heard that they're not in the playoff race.
The fringe. They're on the fringe.
The far fringe?
Yeah. It's a stretch, but they're still in it barely.
So how much, what percentage of this Tomey move by the Indians do you think was for PR reasons?
I think a lot of it was.
Like, in other words, if there was another person out there that had the exact same stats as Jim Tomey, exact same stats, age,
there's
everything.
There's no question they wouldn't have, Jim Tomey would be the one. Yeah, they wouldn't get someone comparable. Jim Tomey made this work because of his reputation and his history here.
But it seems to have worked because they sold out that game.
They did, and it really was a huge buzz downtown. I wasn't there, but just heard on the radio. I mean, there was a lot of energy down there.
There was a lot of people complaining about parking.
Okay. I don't know. Well, you know, when there's 40,000 people there, I mean, think about how the Browns games are, how crazy that is. I mean, when they sell out that stadium, it's a problem. And I think people were so used to quarter-filled, you know, maybe 20,000, 15,000 people, that when you have 40, people are taken aback.
Right.
Even though in the 90s, you just got used to that because it was more of the norm.
Right. If you live in Northeast Ohio, if you live in the 7-county region, anywhere around Cuyahoga County, Lorain, Lake, et cetera, you should be thankful that downtown Cleveland is crowded.
Yes, absolutely. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
And on that note, we're going to wrap things up. We are, I think, taking off next week for Labor Day weekend. But, you know, because you can listen to our show on demand at radioshowonline.com, we're never too far away, Jeff.
Yes.
I'm sure there's not a lot of people have listened to all 42 episodes.
We're just a click away, Jeremy. And don't forget Stitcher.
You can get Stitcher. Go to Stitcher.com so you can get Stitcher on your smartphone, and that's going to allow you access to the latest episode of RadioShowOnline.com. You don't have to worry about syncing it or syncing it or downloading it. You can just stream it right to your phone. But we're always available, too, at RadioShowOnline.com. For example, maybe you haven't listened to episode 32. Happy Dingus Day, pregnant teenagers.
That's one of my favorite ones. I know.
Mm-hmm. Or what about episode, Ben, I messed that up. And we're out of time. Anyway, if you need to email us, write us, hate mail at radioshowonline.com.
We love getting your letters.
For Radio Show Online, Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.